If you ask the Christian ranks if they love God, to a person, we would say yes. Some are surprised to discover that Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ and reads, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." John 1:1 speaks of the Father and the Son. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." To truly love God is to love his Word. His Word is the living Spirit of God, not just printer's ink and paper. Real Bible believers are accused of worshiping the Word of God, and from that accusation, we do not shrink. Have you discovered the living Word? Have you embraced this Christ? Are you born again? Would you like for today to be the best day of your life and for tomorrow to be better? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the invisible but oh so real Kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms chapter 19, 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Man said, according to evolutionist James Truffle, our universe is simply one of those things which happen from time to time. Now the record. Do I really want the truth, or am I looking for someone to certify my own opinions or lust? Men call for truth, but when truth is presented, the vast majority refuses to embrace it. Of course, Jesus Christ is correct. When he stated in John chapter 3, 19 and 20, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." This is God Said, Man Said feature article number 496 that verifies the inerrancy of the Holy Bible. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. These features are archived in text and streaming audio for the defense of the gospel and for the edification of the saints. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are honored to have your company. When confronted with the staggering truths of the scriptures that shake the carnal man's confidence in his darkness, he scrambles for a defensible place. When the literal host of glorious truths of the Bible, miracles and all, are brought forth, truths recorded thousands of years before man's vaunted science has begun to understand them, truths that strain any rational challenge, the skeptics often write them off to coincidence or pure chance. This is a new feature in the ongoing Pure Chance series. Each issue we address will be followed with a link to a God Said, Man Said article or two that elucidates the subject. Get ready, saints, for a little holy book shock and awe. Your childlike faith has not been misplaced, no, not one iota of it. It's just pure chance that the Bible declares all things are made out of words, and that God instructs believers in mind control via holy word therapy, and that many in the field of psychology have been shocked to discover that just two word sessions deliver 4 months of relief from chronic depression. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." The believer is instructed in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It's just a coincidence that the Bible declares that all things are created out of words, excuse me, and the word universe, means one story. Just chance that God commanded in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 29 through 35, "Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed drink. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again." It's just chance that because man has rejected God's warning, America has 13 million alcoholics, and that 100,000 in the U.S. will die this year as a result of man's disregard for the Word of God. "It's just a coincidence," cry the skeptics, "that the Bible tells of David and the giant Goliath, and that archaeologists have recently unearthed ancient pottery bearing his name, and that the following was found in the July 2, 2004 issue of the International Jerusalem Post. The gentle heights of Tel Succo in the south and Tel Azika in the north slope down like a mother's thighs into the Elah Valley. Filled today with blazing sunflowers, this valley is a womb. From here the legend of David and Goliath was born. From here the Palestinian refugees set out to the hills in the distance 56 years ago, and from here a renewal of modern Israeli settlement emerged. We saw ourselves, living in the remains of King David. We are in the direct line of David's ancestors. My people were taken into exile by Nebuchadnezzar and only now have returned," says Asiel Lavi, who was born in Zechariah to Kurdish immigrants. "We return to the land and to our ancestral home. I don't have to apologize for the fact that others stole my land for over 2,000 years, says Lavi, who grew up in the house of Palestinians built using Byzantine-era stones. The Palestinians call this area Makbarat Jalut, Goliath's grave, says Lavi, surveying his field of wheat. "Well, I found it. Goliath's grave. It's right over there." Lavi points to a patch of stunted wheat where an altar made of a circle of stones lies partially hidden. According to Lavi, nothing grows on Goliath's grave. Amazing, isn't it? God's word is true and righteous altogether. You can put your faith in it. It's just the simple truth. It's just chance that the Bible states Noah's age at death to be 950 years, and that prior to the flood, man's average lifespan was 911 years, and that when historians place the Egyptian reign of pharaohs alongside the Hebrew lifespans of the patriarchs, we notice a surprisingly close correspondence. It's just a coincidence that God said he destroyed the earth with a global flood in the days of Noah, and that we find this excerpt in Natural History under the title "The Edacaran Experiment," written by Stephen Gould. Delph Silacker now argues the entire Edacaran fauna represents a unique and extinct experiment in the basic construction of living things. Our planet's first fauna was replaced after a mass extinction, not simply improved and expanded. End of quote. It's just chance that God called homosexuality an abomination and commanded most aggressively against it, and that the gay community is 5,000 times more likely to contract AIDS than those of the heterosexual community. It's a coincidence that God said thousands of years ago the following in Job 26, verse 7. "He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing," and that this excerpt was found in the "God Said, Man Said" feature hung upon nothing. Before Christopher Columbus proved the world to be round, the prevailing wisdom of the day was that the world was flat. A few other voices in the wilderness had suggested the earth's roundness, but it was Columbus who established it. Ancient civilizations, besides being ignorant of the earth's shape, also claimed something or someone was holding it up. The Greeks said that Atlas was forced as a form of punishment to carry the earth, the heavens, and the great pillar that separates them on his shoulders. India claimed that the earth was held up by four elephants that stood on the back of a giant turtle, which in turn was balanced on a cobra snake. In ancient Siberia, it was taught that the earth rests on a dog sled driven by a god. Unfortunately, the dog had fleas. When the dog stopped to scratch, the result was an earthquake. According to West African antiquities, the earth is a flat disk. One side of the disk rests on a mountain, and the other side is held up by a giant. Mongolia said the gods who made the earth set it on the back of a huge frog. One final example is ancient Central America's account of the square earth. Four gods were reported to hold up the earth, one at each corner. Long before any man knew, God declared the secret in his word, and he hangeth the earth upon nothing. Just pure chance. End of quote. God said, Psalms chapter 19, 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Man said, according to evolutionist James Truffle, "Our universe is simply one of those things which happen from time to time. Now you have the record." That's it, Luke.